And we begin this hour on a Friday with Health Officer Dr. Sundari Mase. Good morning, Dr. Mase.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Well, we are aching, itching, whatever else you want to describe it, as to get out of that purple tier. What are we doing wrong?
Well, I don't think we're doing anything wrong per se, but I do think that we have a lot of different factors that are driving our particular case numbers. And I think that the new focus on health equity and reducing that gap in disparity is going to really help us get to where we want to go, because that's where the numbers are being driven up from. And as you know, the state has a new metric out, and we have a new multi-pronged plan that we're unveiling to really address this.
That's what I understand. Supervisor Zane was talking about that earlier this morning. And this, of course, is to try to offset the remarkable numbers of COVID-19 infections, mostly in the Latino community. And it's not just a matter of education and outreach, which will continue, but it's some solid financial opportunities for some of those folks to be able to stay home when they're sick, right?
Right. So it's a real focus on the lower quartile in terms of socioeconomic status based on different zip codes. And we've mapped that out and are targeting what we've always done, which is the pop-ups, that we're doubling our testing with the help of our federally qualified health centers, which are often serving that population. And then we are providing more outreach and education through On the Move, which is a contracted community-based organization that's getting the word out and really going out into the community and educating. But most importantly, as you just mentioned, we're giving a financial package for people who fall into that lowest quartile to help them in case they don't have sick leave or unemployment or insurance, so that when they isolate and quarantine, they can do so without worrying about the financial piece of putting food on the table and taking care of their families.
And how much, I mean, this is all such important information, Dr. Mason. It reminds us how interconnected our various health aspects are to each other.
Yeah, and that's why without dealing with the underlying issues that we face and that are economic, you know, poverty, social issues, fears about isolation in quarantine, those kinds of things, it's really hard to get down the numbers, because we got to get everybody staying at home if they're sick and not working, you know, being able to see the doctor and getting a diagnosis, being able to isolate and quarantine. We're going to actually contract with other hotels that are closer to the Santa Rosa area where we're seeing the majority of our cases, so that people don't need to go up to Healdsburg to be in an alternate care site.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, and we'll see the challenge of trying to root out this thing from that kind of depth is that it takes time. It's not an easy fix.
Yes, but I think our board of supervisors is committed to moving forward as quickly as possible. In fact, from the testing side, we're going to be increasing testing starting next week. So we're going to double testing through public health, specifically in those neighborhoods where people are hardest hit. Our lab is able to now do all the testing, and we'll have a good turnaround time for that. On the Move is already starting a campaign in terms of the education and outreach services. We already have discussed testing with all the federally qualified health centers in these areas, and I think the board is looking to pass the required assistance in terms of financial assistance and things to get this out to people.
And Dr. Mase, this is your job, and you have access to all of the information about COVID-19. With all of that in mind that you know, do you have any kind of an estimate as to when we might fall below the standard set by the state and drop down at least one tier?
Yes, so we're already, as you know, in the orange tier, two tiers down in terms of the test positivity rate, that percentage. And that's because we are doing so much testing. Now, in the lowest quartile, we're in the red for the test positivity rate. the thing that's holding us back is the new cases per 100,000 per day. So if we just increase our testing, yes, we will find more cases, but we'll also further decrease the test positivity rate because we're simply testing a lot of people, basically, so the denominator is increasing. And once that test positivity rate in that lowest quartile falls, we will have a chance of getting into the red tier.
Well, for one thing, you're giving us a new word to play with, and that's quartile.
Yes. Yeah. Quartile, 25%, the lowest 25%. That's the way to look at it.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Sometimes we get information from the state that's a little hard to make sense of. Earlier this week, the state came out and said, yep, it's okay to go outside and have a gathering with your friends outdoors as long as people don't hang out for more than 2 hours and they're not from more than 3 separate households. Can you understand why sometimes we get a bit confused?
I do understand because there's lots of different recommendations and they keep changing, and I get that. But in Sonoma County, we're limiting these gatherings of non-household members to 12 people or less outdoors and also limiting to 3 households because we're under the state order and they've just said 3 households.
Yeah.
So we're adding that to our order as well.
All right. We're still scratching our heads just a little bit about that. But and also there's really absolutely no way to enforce something like this.
Well, I mean, I think enforcement is an important part of this. It's harder to enforce something like what this because we don't know how many households are there, right, obviously. Now, of course, we can count the number of people, and then from that standpoint, there could be more enforcement.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Have you been surprised, Dr. Mace, by really the lack of fines, et cetera, that have been levied as a result of people not paying attention to the recommendations?
You know, I haven't been following how many have been given. It's something really important to look
Very
at that
few.
I've asked. Yeah, that's an area we can definitely improve. I would agree with that.
And another question I wanted to ask you your opinion on was this new plan and program that's already in place as of yesterday by United Airlines to let people get to Hawaii by doing a rapid COVID-19 test prior to departure.
Well, you know, we know that these tests are only good at the time that you get them. So just because you tested negative right before you got on, you know, a 9-hour flight, it doesn't mean that you wouldn't be at, you know, there could be risk of people becoming positive during that time frame too. So, and also we know these tests aren't perfect. There could be false negatives. So, you know, I don't know that it changes, things much.
It wouldn't be your recommendation.
It would not be my recommendation.
Okay, very good. Anything else we should be paying attention to with regard to the virus?
Yeah, just that we do have the Halloween guidance that's out. It's posted, and people can take a look at that. And we're looking forward to having a really safe holiday season here with Halloween and the Day of the Dead celebrations.
Yes, virtual costume contests seem to be all the rage, Dr. Mace.
That's right.
Very good. Well, I appreciate the update on this Friday morning. Thank you for being here.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
That is Dr. Sundari Mace, Sonoma County's health officer.